Football Podcast.
Looking ahead to this summer, Nima, we will. We're now in March, so we are April, May, June. We're just over, less than 4 months away now from the expiration of all players whose contracts are running out at the end of the season. So there's a lot of talented players who are available are going to be available on free transfers at the end of the in this June, July. So what I wanted to do is I just wanted to read out some of the best players from the Europe's major five leagues, because there is players that Serie A clubs can look at this summer. First of all, I will run down the players in the best players from Serie A, just so we know who is about to leave. So Adrian Rabiot from Juventus, his contract is about to expire. He's going to wait a few months before till the end of the season before deciding what to do, whether to sign another renewal, 1 year renewal he did last summer, or whether to leave. Piotr Zielinski at Napoli, we know that's basically a done deal. He's going to be joining Inter on a free transfer. Then we've got Daichi Kamada.
But Kamada, I'm sure he's got like a option. Like Lazio have an option, no? It's not. They didn't just sign.
He has an option. Yeah, Kamada has an option, and he's not going to activate that because he never plays.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it depends on who comes in, isn't it? I mean, if Sarri leaves,
someone else comes in and can really convince him, maybe. But I don't know.
If Conte Sao comes in with Kamada there,
well, he'll take some convincing. I think the way that he's been treated, I don't think he's very. He's very happy at all the way that he's been treated this year. Felipe Anderson, he's going to leave Lazio.
Alex
definitely. Christian Kwame, the African champion, is
he's the actual African
champion,
yeah, and not his teammate Kayode, who
Kwame's expiring. They surely have to get rid of him eventually, finally now. Martin De Roon at Atalanta. Watch that space. It wouldn't surprise me if he ends up renewing. We've got Spinazzola, Rui Patricio at Roma. Then a bunch of Inter players. Sensi, Klaassen, Cuadrado, Alexis Sanchez. I think they will all leave.
All leave except for Sanchez, who there is talk of extending that they need to have five strikers next season.
Of course. Castrovilli, Fiorentina. I mean, he's broken. It's sad. Very sad with him. Luka Jovic, Olivier
Giroud. Again, another talented Italian player that has it's just enough.
Simon Kjær, Milan. Mkhitaryan at Inter as well. He might end up staying.
No, Mkhitaryan is extended.
Oh, is he extended?
Yeah, it's official. He's extended.
He's officially extended. Okay, right. I need to update that. Daniele Rugani, Bonaventura, Hernandez at Cagliari, Pablo Mari, Gagliardini, Monza.
Muriel's gone as well. So
Muriel's gone. Hataboa and Alexandro finally will leave Juventus. So those are the Serie A ones. So there's a few players. Most of them are older players. La Liga is the place to go for free transfers though this summer. Let me read out the list here. It's insane. Mario Hermoso, Atletico. Guido Rodriguez, Betis. Then we've got Toni Kroos, Real Madrid. Koke, Atletico. Alex Bellinger, Athletic. Bertrand Traore, Villarreal. Modric, Madrid. Miranda, Betis. Munayin, Athletic. Oliver Torres, Lamela, Sevilla. Lucas Vazquez, Real Madrid. Stefan Savic, Cesar Azpilicueta, Atletico. Nacho, Real Madrid. Axel Witsel, Atletico. Sergi Roberto, Barcelona. Sergio Ramos, Jesus Navas, Sevilla. Marcos Alonso, Barcelona. I mean, as always with Real Madrid, Modric and Kroos will decide basically at the end of the season, as they always do, and it's a chance that Kroos might actually retire. But otherwise, all the others are they're there. They're there. They're ready for offers. So there's some good players there. I think that some of these, I think, could potentially end up in Serie A.
I think so as well. I'm looking at someone like Savic. I'm looking at someone like
Hermoso, definitely.
Hermoso, maybe Modric. Maybe Modric. I think Juve wouldn't mind having a swipe.
I think he'll go to America or to the Middle East. Yeah, I think so. But then again, Ancelotti would remind me. It would surprise me if he convinces him to stay another year. I think this will be his last year at Madrid, though. I think this will be when.
I wouldn't be surprised if Juve went in for Modric.
at his age, I mean, I don't know.
He's unbelievable. He's still been fantastic.
He's still fantastic, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it'd be great to see him finally in Serie A. He grew up loving Serie A.
This is why I think as well, I think he would love to go to Serie A. And also the kind of, when you sign a campione like Modric, even if he's not performing as good as he used to a few years ago, just his presence in a dressing room elevates the quality of training and concentration of everyone around them.
Yeah.
And Modric is a model professional. So I wouldn't discount the impact that could have, to be honest, regardless of who he joins.
Yeah, I would be surprised, but, you know, it would be great to see. So, yeah, those are the La Liga ones. Now I'll go through the Premier League ones. Not as impressive Premier League this year as in past years.
There are two players there that I'm at. Players. That let me
read them out. Josh Brownwell, Burnley. Lloyd Kelly, Bournemouth. A lot of Italian clubs are looking at. Martial at Man United. He'll definitely leave. 100%. Jorginho at Arsenal. That one's up in the air. Could go either way. Tete at Fulham. Andre Gomez, Everton. Joel Matip at Liverpool. Adara Bayo at Fulham. Thiago Alcantara at Liverpool. Lascelles at Newcastle, Koufal, Mikel Antonio, West Ham. Maybe Antonio can join Scamacca at Atalanta. Welbeck at Brighton, Elneny, Arsenal, Suarez, Arsenal, Dele Alli. Is he still alive? Everton, Willian, Fulham, Johnny Evans, and Raphael Varane at Man United.
Varane. I don't care what anyone says. That is a quality defender. I don't think he is. I think
his knees are gone, though.
I don't know.
The thing is with Varane is he's going to ask for a massive salary, and I just think he's broken physically. I just think it's another. You're just risking another Pogba with him. It's just like, what's the point? Who's going to take him on the salary that he wants? Only probably Juventus, Inter, or maybe Milan could probably afford his salary.
Well, and then Juve need defenders.
He's absolutely what Juventus should not be signing, given everything that's gone on with Pogba. So
yeah, I wouldn't
want Juventus to go anywhere near him. That would be a huge mistake. Yeah. And also, he hasn't played well for a few years as well. I think he's someone you stay away from. Unless he asks for a really small salary, and then he goes to a team like Roma or a team that level. But yeah, I don't know if he would drop to that level. We'll see.
But Thiago Alcantara, Anthony Martial, Jorginho. I mean, I'm looking at Jorginho and I'm thinking, Sarri, Jorginho to Milan.
If Jorginho doesn't sign that new contract at Arsenal, 100% he'll come back to Serie A. I'm certain of that.
I would love to see Sarri and Jorginho reunited at Milan. It would be very interesting to see if we can do. And I think Jorginho still has football in him. I think this notion that he's finished is ridiculous.
He's had a good season. He's played, been played selectively by Mikel Arteta, which I'm actually happy with, actually, because I think it means he'll go into the Euros very fresh.
Fit.
Yeah. Fit and fresh. He's been playing like one every three or four games, but he's been playing enough to stay fit, and he's played well.
He's fantastic
against Liverpool recently. He run the game. He was actually, I think he was man of the match.
But he has quality and he is a quality player, and Sarri can, those two together for sure.
Yeah.
And Thiago Alcantara, I mean, we're talking about broken bodies.
Oh God, he hasn't even played this season.
Yeah. Varane. I mean, if you have a proper medical, and for me, that's the player I love.
Would you go anywhere near Martial, or do you just write him off?
You can't.
He's still young. He's only 28.
He's really not old, and that's what I'm thinking. A Serie A side should be looking at him because I think he does have something to offer. I think if used properly, he does. So
he needs a rehabilitator of a coach, I think. If he has someone that can rehabilitate him, maybe.
Agreed.
I don't know who that would be. He's on a big salary.
Sarri at Milan, you know, someone like that.
Again, big salary as well. So he's going to have to accept a much reduced salary if he's going to... Inter have been linked with him quite a lot, though, haven't they?
In the past when Antonio Conte was there, but luckily he's not anymore. So, no, I don't see Inter going after him, especially now with Taremi deal wrapped up. I mean, okay, if Taremi has some sort of a, I don't know, ACL or career-ending injury, then okay.
Yeah.
But before June. But if not, then I don't think Inter are looking at... I would prefer if they could find a way to get rid of Alexis Sanchez and maybe get Martial to accept some sort of a lower offer, then yeah. I mean, look, an attack of Martial, Taremi, Thuram, Lautaro, Arnautovic, that's a good attack.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Okay, I'll just read through the best of the Bundesliga now. Marius Wolf, Marco Reus, Mats Hummels, all of Borussia Dortmund. Eric-Maxim Choupo-Moting at Bayern. Colin Castillo's at Wolfsburg. Stefan Leiner at Mönchengladbach. I mean, these are some of the best. I mean, there's not...
Reus is an interesting one. What does he do? Does someone take a chance on him now, like in the Serie A? Would be interesting to see.
He's 34, 35.
But remember when Klose went to Lazio a few years?
The glass man, yeah.
Remember, yeah, that's he's always been that. But I mean, think about it. If he goes to like a Lazio or something, like the way that
Klose he could be like a Ribéry type kind of, exactly. Come in and be really exciting
Same thing with Hummels. I mean, Hummels is not broken, but he's old. But does he have something to offer? I mean, I've always rated
in Serie A, he probably would be suited. Yeah, in Serie A.
And those are the ones I'm looking at. I think
he rolled back the years in the group stage in the game against Milan. Yeah. Do you remember that the game at San Siro? Unbelievable. In that game. So okay. And Liga best ones. Right, we all know who the number one is. He's the number one Bosman player for the whole summer. That's Kylian Mbappe. He's going to be going to Real Madrid now, finally. I think everybody knows that now.
I can't wait for that to be over. Like, I am so done with that.
How many years? Four years?
The Kylian Mbappe nonsense is exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, it is, it's just finally it's over.
Yeah.
It's the most annoying transfer rumor of all time. It's just non-stop, just back and forth. And that idiot... what's his name, getting involved too and claiming responsibility for him staying at PSG. What's his name? Macron. I got involved. I mean, it's
become... went to dinner with him, didn't he?
Oh, my God. It's me. Please make it go away. And just finally just join Real Madrid, for the love of God, and be done with it.
Well, that will happen now. I'm pretty sure of that. Unless he gets kidnapped again. by the chief kidnapper. Wissam Ben Yedder at Monaco, Pape Gueye at Marseille, Yusuf Yasici at Lille, and then three PSG players, Kaylin Navas, Lavin Kozawa, and Sergio Rico. So other than Mbappe,
Kaylin Navas, I think, could end up in the Serie A, in a mid-table side as a goalkeeper.
Yeah, it could be. It could be like an Ochoa or someone
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure there are players here from here that will be in Serie A, because we know obviously the finances of Serie A clubs are not what they used to be.